Hi, I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is Frankenstein's Monster. Mary Shelley was born in 1797. Now, just a few days after her birth, in fact, under a month after she was born, Mary's mom passed away. So Mary Shelley was well aware of death and all the sadness that it brings from a very early age. And maybe this is why she came to write one of the scariest and most famous books ever written, Frankenstein. When Mary was 18 years old, she went on vacation to Geneva, Switzerland, with her boyfriend and some of his friends. One of his friends' name was Lord Byron, and he was a very famous poet. One day, while they were all stuck inside with really bad weather, the four friends that were there decided to have a contest to see who could write the scariest story. Now, Mary's boyfriend was also a very well-known poet and writer, along with his friend Lord Byron, so I'm sure they thought we would easily win the contest. However, it was Mary that was going to win for the best book. Mary wrote a story about a scientist named Victor Frankenstein. And Victor had lost a lot of loved ones, including his mom, to death, much like Mary when she was a baby. Because of this, Victor decides to try to create life from death. So he takes different body parts from different dead bodies, and he sort of kind of sticks them together, sews them together, and then tries to reanimate or bring the body back to life. And Victor Frankenstein succeeds. That means he did it, and he created what would be known as Frankenstein's Monster. Now note that the monster is actually called Frankenstein's Monster, or simply the Monster in Mary's book, but today we shorten that and we just call him Frankenstein. Now not only does Mary never call the monster simply Frankenstein, but the monster himself is also very different in the book than what we think of today. In the book, it turns out that the monster is actually very smart and very gentle and kind. However, because the monster is ugly and scary, people, including Victor Frankenstein, who created the monster, are all scared of him. And they all leave and run away, and this leaves the monster all alone. And he gets lonely, which leads to him becoming more violent and scary. The message of the book overall, in part, is not to judge people or things solely by the way that they look. Now, it's interesting that an 18-year-old girl was competing against these really famous writers and won the scariest story. And in fact, that book is now over 200 years old, and we still read it. We still talk about Frankenstein's monster. There are movies, there are cartoons, there are other books, all because of a writing contest that an 18-year-old girl won. And that's the true story of Frankenstein's Monster.